Good evening and hello. Late last night, Indiana became the first state since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade to approve a new law banning nearly all abortion procedures. As protesters gathered outside the state Senate chambers, Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill within an hour of its passage. All current Indiana abortion clinics will lose their licenses, but the law narrowly permits some abortions at hospitals and outpatient centers in cases of rape and incest within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. Today, the Biden administration and Eli Lilly, one of Indiana's largest employers, condemned the law, which goes into effect next month. The stakes are high for the U.S. Senate tonight, on the verge of passing a sweeping reform bill. Senate Democrats have forced an unusual weekend session to push through their half-trillion-dollar health care, climate, and tax reform bill. Supporters of the bill got some good news overnight. NewsHour has learned the Senate parliamentarian has given a green light to the climate and tax provisions and many of the health and drug price elements of the bill. But a proposal to cap the out-of-pocket cost for insulin is still in doubt and may not make it through to the final version. Votes are expected overnight. President Biden has tested negative today after testing positive from a rebound case of COVID 1 week ago. The president's physician says Mr. Biden will remain under isolation until he receives a second negative test. For the first time in years, there is no direct communication between the United States and China. Beijing's silence is seen as retaliation for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan this week. China also escalated the intensity of its actions near the island, ratcheting up military drills and attack simulations now in their third straight day. Earlier today, in the Philippines, Secretary of State Antony Blinken rebuked Beijing's actions.
The differences between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully. And what we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
The Chinese military says this week's activities are a test of its land strike and sea assault capabilities. There is escalating violence in the Gaza Strip amid an Israeli crackdown. A warning, some of the following images are graphic. Israeli airstrikes pummeled parts of Gaza today, leveling buildings, destroying what the Israeli military alleges are militant targets. Later in the day, Israel claims stray rocket fire from Palestinian militants caused more civilian deaths in northern Gaza. At least 24 Palestinians, including a five-year-old girl, have been killed since Israel began strikes against Gaza on Friday. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, as kids head back to school, questions and concerns about safety. And a new era, we look at skateboarding's growing community.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.